And we are returning for our second hour on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Sid Catlett, and I don't want to waste one moment here. I want to spend these 2 hours with Sid, and I want to give him an opportunity to tell you, the listeners, his story regarding his incredible life and how it's led to a moment of truth in America, and how I believe his words can really help us to understand many, many things. This is a short segment, about 3 or 4 minutes. Then we got another longer segment after a break. This information you found out by flying over the helicopter at Notre Dame University, OTO, the connection between Crowley and the university, there's a dark side. How's this message been received by people that know you from Notre Dame?
I have not been coy with it. I have communicated by letter to the president of the university at that time, who is now President Emeritus Theodore M. Hesburgh, and made my allegations, made my claims, and frankly has gotten no response. Now, that surprises me because just imagine, there's a kid that you have known, and you've known that kid since that kid was very young, and that kid grows to an adult, and that kid makes claims against you. You would have no qualms if, in fact, that those claims were misplaced and misdirected. You would have no qualms about responding to that kid and telling that kid straight up, I'm sorry what had happened and what you're alleging happened. I'm sorry that it happened, but I frankly had nothing to do with it. I've got no response. And sometimes silence is golden. Rather than to admit or to submit to what has come to my realization, they refuse to respond at all. I'm not surprised. I understand. The prominence that Notre Dame has laid out of itself nationally and internationally, it would be shattered if, in fact, they submitted to this realization. But at some point in time, it's going to have to happen because, as I mentioned to you, Greg, my initial awareness of this was otherworldly. It did not come through research. It came through a message that came through automatic writing from a person who had no awareness of Notre Dame, had no axe to grind, just gave me a message one day, and ultimately it has come to this realization and this process. And one of the things that reinforced my assertion that this building was dedicated to Crowley based upon the architectural structure projecting the letters OTO is the name that they gave it. They called it the Athletic and Convocation Center, but everyone knew it as the shortened version for ACC. That ACC, I truly believe and will assert, means Aleister Crowley in code. And the position I take, and that's the position I will maintain until such time that someone responds and corrects me, and I will stand corrected if, in fact, it is the position of those who I have asserted. And
We have a short time here, and then I want to get into some of these issues and racism we want to talk about. Tell our listeners how they can listen to your show weekly, and also how they can get in touch with you through email. If I know I've had at least 3 callers so far who have expressed interest talking to you, so can you give us that information quickly?
I certainly can. You can reach me at the email address room4more@yahoo.com. That is our email address. And also galactic7radio.com. And we're on every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10. Just click on to Studio B as in boy. Galactic 7 Radio from the Land of Fast is the name of the show.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, come back, and talk about racism in America with Sid Catlett, a former All-American University of Notre Dame basketball player, back after this short message.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Sid Catlett. And Sid, I wanted to start out by mentioning this. I wanted to talk. What inspired me to call you was this weekend when I watched the 60th ceremony that Major League Baseball put on regarding Jackie Robinson's breaking of the color barrier when he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers 60 years ago. And I began to think about all the issues of racism. And what made me upset was thinking just about how I believe there's a shadowy group behind fueling the fires of racism. If left between Americans of all colors, these problems wouldn't be here as severe as they are. And I remember this. I have had a general named General Ben Parton on my show, a very intelligent man who wanted to tell Americans how fascist groups, shadowy groups behind the scenes take over countries. And what he did mention about America is very specific. He said that there is a group, the plans were always to pit white against black and to create civil war and strife in that manner, as they do in other countries in many different ways. Secondly, he said that's one way they create a disharmony in a country, along in America with creating a three-pronged program of planning, programming everyone, and preparing everyone, the country, for a downfall, which means takeover media, takeover of government, etc. Secondly, a period of extended violence, which we are in now. And thirdly, a final clampdown, where the country is then put into martial law and our resources are used to infiltrate other places around the world. So I want to get to this issue. When I listened to Mrs. Robinson, very articulate woman, speak at Dodger Stadium on TV Saturday, I love Jackie Robinson. I loved what he did. I'm a baseball fan, of course, but deep down, there were some issues that we need to discuss, and I wanted to get your opinion. What are your feelings about how we've been manipulated, black against white, the drugs in, still in African-American communities in the cities where people are still frightened to go to black neighborhoods in Chicago and New York? Tell us your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts simply, and I'm glad that you're asking this question, and I'm certainly gratified to have the opportunity to address them, Greg. This issue of race has never really been properly addressed by both racial groups, and it's something that we must confront and deal with forthrightly, and in spite of the pains that may come about from it, ultimately I think that we could come to some common good for the betterment and dispel these myths that have been imposed upon us. The first thing that I would do is essentially, Greg, go back to the 13th Amendment of the Constitution, which essentially says that slavery and involuntary servitude shall be abolished except if one is duly convicted of a crime. Now, there's something very important that's missing from that that you touched on with respect to taxes. Taxes are voluntary, and if you analyze that 13th Amendment, you would note that voluntary servitude was omitted. It says that slavery and involuntary servitude shall be abolished. It said nothing about voluntary servitude. So that means that lawfully, according to the Constitution, one can volunteer themselves as a servant. Well, how do you do that? Well, by consenting to various types of things, one being assenting to a nationality that's inconsistent with reality. Well, what do I mean? I simply mean this, that number one, nationality, according to law, determines one's political status. And if you have no nationality that is etched in the truth, you have no political status by logical deduction that is worthy of respect. And this is what has happened. Labels like black, colored, Negro, and even African American in no way are indicators of one's nationality. Why is an African American an indicator of one's nationality? Well, one's nationality has to be associated with a country that has a national sovereign flag. There is no African flag. Africa is a continent made up of many nations with many sovereign flags. So you cannot be, from a nationality standpoint, you cannot be a African American. And, of course, Negro, black, colored are all adjectives, and therefore they cannot be your nationality. So we were labeled, according to the Constitution, as being three-fifths of a human being. Three-fifths meaning we were lacking two-fifths. What were the two-fifths that we were lacking? Well, we were lacking a nationality, and we were lacking our own religion. That would make us five-fifths, which, of course, would make a whole. Now, the voluntary aspect of servitude applies to so-called whites in America, because through consent, through behavioral consent, you are consenting that you agree with something. You are concurring with your will that you agree to something. And therefore, with respect to the Constitution and what is called the United States. Now, I'm not saying the United States of America. That's a whole separate entity from the United States. The United States is a corporate entity. It is not a landmass. It's a corporation. This is why we have a president, because corporations have presidents. And what you are consenting to in law when you submit to be a citizen of the United States, I'm not saying the United States of America. That's not what the 14th Amendment says. The 14th Amendment says that any person, and person in law is a corporation. Any person born or naturalized is a citizen of the United States, and here's the key word, Greg, and is subject to. The people were never meant to be subject to a corporation. The people were meant to be the controllers of the federal corporate state. And by submitting to citizenry, you're submitting that you are a subject to the corporation. Now, what whites and blacks don't understand that what has happened since the bankruptcy of America in 1933 and the incorporation of the New Deal, which interestingly enough has the acronym NB, that's by no accident, the New Deal, was when the creation of the birth certificate process came into play. And through that birth certificate, which is a contract that the mother who is termed legally an informant is informing that a live birth has occurred, and she signs that contract. And what happens is that contract is transferred because there were no other commodities. All commodities go into receivership during bankruptcy, as you know. And the only commodity that was left after the bankruptcy of 33 was the work potential of the human species. But that human species comes in this life as a sovereign entity. And what the government had to do is reduce that sovereign to a legal fiction, because the government is a legal fiction. So the government could do business with this new legal fiction. So this initial contract, which there is no legal obligation for a parent to sign a birth certificate, she does it what? Voluntarily. No one forced her. It is not obligatory on her to do so. She signs it, and that is transferred to the Commerce Department and converted to a bond that's exchanged on the international market. And this is why, Greg, that all of us receive our bills, receive our notifications from government in all capital letters rather than upper and lower case. The all capital letter representation of the person who receives that mail is not the flesh and blood you. It is the corporate you that was created out of your contract by the signing of that birth certificate and other documents that you, that the parent or the individual signs, the Social Security and all those other documents that are governmentally based. We have been converted into a, what is called a straw man in law. That all cap name is your straw man. So all of us have been reduced to slaves to the corporate state. The federal government, which is 10 square miles, supposedly Washington, D.C., but when the United States government went bankrupt, all of the states acquiesced to the bankruptcy as well and were brought into regional districts that are highlighted on your zip code. Your first letter in your zip code denotes the regions, the federal regions that were created as a state has acquiesced to the bankruptcy and become a part of this game that we are pawns being played. And so it's very important to understand that I'm not one of these individuals who's crying about the conditions, though I am concerned about the conditions of the so-called African-American community. But I am also concerned about my fellow human being, white individuals, white so-called citizens who don't understand these amendments that have been placed in the Constitution that has legalized voluntary servitude, which you comply with, and also citizenry, where you are submitting or you are acquiescing, consenting to being a citizen of the federal corporate government, which is a corporation. And therefore, you essentially are an employee of a corporation.
Exactly. And this conversation in legal terms makes a lot of sense. But in terms of listening to you, it brings us all together. It's not dividing black and white as the powers that be would like. And those issues I want to discuss on the other side of this break, and that is the social ramifications, what they've done to pit a white against black, black against white, and how they've done it systematically over the years to create disharmony, to create a dissension, murder, killing. In fact, I make the assumption through researchers that I've had the KKK wasn't just formed by a number of whites who hated blacks, but was a systematic formation of a group that was sponsored and paid to create hatred in America. And we're going to start from there once we get past this break. 3 minutes. We'll be back with Sid Catlett on the Investigative Journal.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pigpen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back with Sid Catlett. Sid, this issue that I was bringing up right before the break, it needs to be discussed openly. What's your thoughts about this, about fueling the fires of racism, a third shadowy party fueling these fires? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think it was Hegel, Friedrich Hegel, and Hegelianism, the dialectic of opposites, polar opposites. And if you keep polar opposites at odds with each other, then their minds can never be focused on the ultimate prize, which is freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of behavior, freedom of thought, freedom of interaction. They become polarized, become isolated. You pit one against the other. And where the truth from a spiritual standpoint is we all come from one creator, regardless of racial identification. We all, it may sound simplistic, we all bleed red. Those types of things that really have been left out of the mix. And then you fuel that through stereotypes. You fuel that through labels. And we've seen that in the last couple of weeks with the Don Imus situation. This is all being fueled by a higher power that wants to keep us at odds with each other. And we need to dispel that, and we need to take a critical look at these things, even if it's painful. I think oftentimes how it's painful for life to be brought forth by a mother. She goes through excruciating pain, but ultimately what comes out from that is laughter, joy, a birth, a new life. And this is what we need to generate in America between the races, new life. And now is the opportunity, prime opportunity. What may present itself oftentimes as a negative, if viewed by people of wisdom and approached by people of wisdom and determination, we could take a negative and turn it into a positive. We have an opportunity now to address these things. With respect to dynamics, simply, I believe that what transpired in the early 1980s with the coming forth of rap music, and then that has graduated into what is called hip-hop today with these lyrics, this is something that further degrades the morality of the so-called black community. Now it is permeating the so-called white community by young children carrying on similar behaviors, because it is not just an art form. It is a cultural behavior. It's the way you wear your pants. It's the type of hat you wear on your head. It's the lack of morality, the lack of social etiquette in terms of how children relate to each other, how they relate to their parents. All of this is a part of the new world order plan to ultimately demoralize the communities, to create a moral degraded community on both ends of the fence, where we essentially allow ourselves to be subject to all those types of ramifications that will come about from an immoral society. And this is where we're at. And we need to address that. You and I know, man, that normally a person, so-called white person, would not say ho. He would say whore. She's a nappy-headed whore. He wouldn't say ho. Where did Don Amos get that from? He got that from those in the so-called black community who are using that type of verbiage in these lyrics, in these songs, and we have a responsibility to address that. We cannot maintain or develop the same mentality for those who oppress the black community. And that can happen psychologically. I believe we see that happening with certain Zionist movements and certain Zionist ideologies. That essentially those who were persecuted by the Germans have become, in many instances, worse than the Germans. They have replicated the oppressor. It's happening here with this double standard, holding Don Imus and others to higher standards than we are exemplifying ourselves, cannot stand. It is a double standard practice that is not worth the paper that is expressed on, or the vinyl or the CDs that it is expressed through. And so essentially we got to address that, but primarily to address your question, it has been the imposition of stereotypical labels, and therefore it has life. It becomes talked about within families, mythologies about people. One of them essentially is that I have found to be very important to understand that the whole educational process would give a person the perception that all of us are here based upon the slave trade. All black Americans, so-called black Americans, are not here based upon the slave trade. The truth of the matter is so-called black Americans were in this country prior to Columbus, prior to so-called Vespucci, prior to Cortez, the Spanish conquistadors. We were already here. And what we know as Native American people included people of darker hue. We were already here. And this has been a part of the miseducation, because if you could label a person a slave and that person internalized that slave status as being a part of their history, then they will pass that on from generation to generation to generation. That is a misnomer. That is a misrepresentation of the truth. And the truth be told is that the construct of the Constitution, that is the bedrock of law in America, was predicated upon what is called the Great Law of Peace. That was the Constitution of the so-called Iroquois Confederacy that Benjamin Franklin replicated and duplicated and created the Constitution.
Sid, we're going to take a 3-minute break, come in for our last half hour. I want to pick up right where we left off. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back for our final half hour. And Sid, I'd be remiss if I didn't get into this this subject to talk about. I want to ask you a simple question. Here we have. What's your feelings about black politicians, black business leaders now who are doing quite well financially, black people in the media and black people in the entertainment industry in Hollywood, who all appear to be selling out to this corporate society, New World Order, making it look like, whites are going, boy, they're doing quite well. And then at the same time, we got, if you go into the heart of the inner cities, we see crime and drugs escalating at a rate that is much, much higher than it has been for a long, long time. What's your feelings about these people?
Well, historically, you will find, Greg, that many of these prominent leaders, Martin Luther King was one, Jesse Jackson another, I can name numerous ones, they have become members and were members of a group called the Boule. And the word Boule is a Greek term that means servants to the king. I know this may be hard to believe for many of your listeners, but many of the prominent so-called civil rights leaders, which is really not civil rights, let me just quickly say, rights come from the creator. privileges come from man, and if man can give privileges, he can take them away. And so, look, given that every so many years, the so-called civil rights laws with respect to voting have to be re-legislated, that means that they're civil privileges. So I don't call them civil rights, they're civil privileges. But these individuals are members of the Boulé, and the Boulé was established as a buffer between the masses and the power structure. So the power structures could maintain control over the masses through individuals who were elevated in society, given prominence, given titles, given, you know, money, given notoriety, given press coverage, and they become the buffer, and the masses continue to suffer. And we see them today whenever issue presents itself with respect to racial issues. The same individuals show their ugly heads and raise themselves as being the spokespeople for the so-called black community. This is because many of them are card-carrying holders of the Boulé. And I know many of your listeners perhaps have never heard that term, but again, it means servants to the king. And we know who the king is. The king, again, is that power in England, as well as the Roman Catholic Church, that has maintained control over America. But in this way, you do not have to have a master having direct control over the masses. You have a buffer group of individuals who maintain the control and do the work of the king. And that's what we have today. And we need to address that, be forthright with it, be upfront about it, and stand firm regardless of racial identification. And this is all very, very critical, because we don't have much time before the imposition of martial law. What occurred in Virginia Tech is very critical. And I must say to you, Greg, your second analysis of this individual is on time. He was a Manchurian candidate. He was a sleeper. He was a mind-controlled program zombie. This is why his social behavior, the manner in which he behaved, which will come out more and more as these days go by, in his social interaction with people on campus. He was a mind-controlled zombie. And one of the things that they do to create this type of multi-personality individual who, with certain triggers, certain word triggers, will act out this behavior, is that they monitor immigration locations and immigration communities, people with high IQs. And, of course, the Korean community has always had a high IQ. But you're absolutely right. I know we don't have much time, but I just wanted to reinforce your assertion with respect to this individual. This was a operation of the government for purposes of, again, furthering the dialogue to unarm the masses in America, to rescind the Constitution with respect to the right to bear arms, in hopes of creating this environment of hysteria, creating this environment of fear. So this legislation will be passed, and people will be willing to give up their rights for the sake of protection, for the sake of security. This is all a part of the New World Order game that we must address. But getting back to the racial thing, I also want to incorporate an individual that was prominent during the 1800s named Albert Pike. Now, Albert Pike, again, was assigned to be the sovereign grand pontiff of Scottish Rite Freemasonry in America by Giuseppe Mazzini out of Italy. Giuseppe Mazzini, of course, had connections with the Vatican, of course, therefore connections with the Jesuit order. So all of this really coming from the Jesuits through the Pope, through the Freemasonic orders, extending itself to America through Albert Pike. And Albert Pike was the founder of the Ku Klux Klan in Arkansas and in the state of Tennessee, and he has become the father of Freemasonry. all of this is a big tie-in. As a matter of fact, people who are not familiar with Washington, D.C., there's one statue in what is called Judiciary Square in Washington, D.C., which is the 4th and Indiana Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., where the headquarters of the police department is. There's one statue, Judiciary Square, and that statue right next to the police department is of Albert Pike. Why? Because there's always been a connection between the Freemasonic order, the Ku Klux Klan, and the police department. And how do I know? Well, if you take the acronyms from Fraternal Order of Police, Fraternal Order of Police, or FOP. The F is the sixth letter of the alphabet. The P is the 15th letter of the alphabet, and 1 and 5 is 6. And the P is visually subliminal. You just flip it over. So FOP projects the number 666. That is not unlike what's expressed in your commercials I was listening to, where it talks about you will not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast in your forehead or in your hand. In your hand is your Visa card. The word Visa, V-I-S-A, and this is according to what is called the sextesimal Latin numerical system, sextesimal, which is based upon A equaling 6, B equaling 12, C equaling 18, sequences of the number 6. So if you take the word Visa, a V and a 1 in Roman numeral numbers is 6. A S is 114. 1 plus 1 is 2, and plus 4 is 6. And the A is 6. So the Visa card expresses numerically the triple sixes. Why do you tap in to get into your computer? Why do you have to type in www? Because according to the Hebrew numerological system, the letter W is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So when you plug in www, numerically you're plugging in 666. All of these things we're all a victim of. This has no racial identification. We're all a victim to this process to bring us under the control of the beast in the last days, and we all must take a stand regardless of racial identification to fight against this and stand up, not as the cowardly lion, but we must become the courageous lion and stand up and to protect ourselves and take this country back and run it and prescribe it regardless of racial identification and make the benefits of it open to all people regardless of sex, race, gender, or religious creed.
Sid, I want to give out the phone number, 800-313-9443, and I do want to mention that we do not screen calls on this show. You're welcome to call whether you agree or disagree. I want to go to Gary in Tennessee. You have a question for my guest, Sid Catlett.
How you doing? I don't know your guest names, but it's a pleasure to hear a black man this articulate and this well-versed on political status and law, and he's nailed everything right to the cross, right on the money.
Thank you, sir.
And you, sir, are a credit to your race. I apologize for Don Imus. He exercised his First Amendment speech rights, but he did so in very poor taste, very tacky, and I'm ashamed of that man if he would go on the air and say something. But I got to tell you a little joke. I'm 65 years old, and when I was 8 years old back in 1950, we used the word hoe on the farm. And my daddy told me he was going to take me to town and buy me a hoe. That didn't give me no pleasure because I knew that I was going to get blisters on my hands and stand in the hot sun in the big family garden and polish the handle on that thing until I got bloody blisters on my hands. So the white folks used the word hoe, too, back in the 50s. So you haven't got no first claim on this, sir.
Okay, all right. I stand corrected on that. But I do thank you for your comments and for your compliment, and I appreciate that. But I think you will share the same perception that we all will essentially sink, or we all will be able to save ourselves. And we gotta get rid of these racial identifications and these racial connotations that really don't denote one's nationality and tend to play into stereotypes that have been imposed upon us that we gotta get rid of. So I thank you for calling.
In my household, when I was a young man growing up, if I would have used the N-word in front of my parents, they would have backhanded me. That's the way I was raised.
Good, Gary. Well, listen, you call back any time. I have to move on. We have David calling from Pennsylvania. Do you have a question for my guest?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. Wait, picking on the Masons, huh?
Oh, no, sir. I didn't pick on the Masons. I picked on the Freemasons. There's a distinction.
Former, I'm a former 32nd degree Mason.
Okay.
And why I say former is when I was driving back from the temple in Harrisburg to York after taking my 32nd degree back in 1979, I had no doubt that I had just witnessed satanic rituals. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a little heads up.
So you've denounced this, David, correct?
Oh, yes, a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, tell us. Go ahead.
You ever hear people talk about maybe the patriots and such that after the president takes his oath of office, some man approaches him and takes him aside and clues him in on who's really in charge? You ever hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
No, go ahead, tell us.
He's the guy that really runs the United States. He's the governor.
Okay. Right. What about the satanic worship? And get into this a little bit. What did you witness?
Well, it's the way the symbolism that's utilized and the different things in the Masonic rituals that's satanic in nature. It's satanic in fact, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a question for my guest?
Does he know who the governor is of the United States?
The governor of the United States or the yep. governor of the United States of America? I make a distinction between the two.
You're a very learned man. I got to interview you on my broadcast.
Well, thank you, sir.
Definitely, David. This is something that we want to spread all over the world. So yeah. I will, you know what you do? Tell my producer, Manny, your number, and I'll call you and I'll get you in touch with Sid, and we'll move this message along. But don't keep us in suspense. Tell us who the governor is.
Okay.
Of America or governor of the United States. Go ahead.
When I was working my way up through the ranks of the lodge to 32nd degree, I had an occasion to be invited to the Grand Lodge of the United States in Washington. It's actually more difficult to get an invitation to that lodge than it is to get an invitation to the White House.
Is that the House of the Mother Supreme on 16th Street Northwest?
That's the one.
Okay, go ahead, sir. Pardon.
Yeah, and it wasn't because of my importance or anything, but who I was accompanying down there and their importance that I got to attend. And while I was down there, I was introduced to the governor of the United States, and who that is. It's the Grand Master of the Masonic Lodge, Washington D.C. Now, each state has a Grand Lodge. And they have a Grand Master, but in the individual communities, they have Masonic lodges, and the heads of those lodges are the Worshipful Master. They don't have a Grand Master. Washington, D.C. is the only lodge that is different from that, and one of his titles is Governor of the United States. And what I would suggest to you is that's the guy that actually calls the shots. He's not making the decisions, but he's passing it on to the executive branch on what they will or will not do in involvements in wars and civil issues. Yes.
David, give your number to my producer. I've got a whole bunch of callers here and very short time left. Call me back anytime. Get me your number, though, and I'll get you in touch with my guest, Sid. Arthur in Connecticut, go ahead. Act quickly here. We have about a minute before the break.
Yeah, if I may give out three websites, and thank you, Gregory, for this wonderful guest, Sid. Very learned man indeed, and a tremendous inspiration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The
thank
first
you.
Website is US of A, V as in Victor, or Vigilance, more appropriately, US.com. United States of America versus United States.com. Sidney is absolutely right. Also, our brother Jesse Lee Peterson's website, bondinfo.org, B as in Bob, O, N as in Nathan, D as in David, O-R-G. And you can see Jesse, the tall, dark, and handsome fella, on CCIR.net. That's California Council for Immigration Reform.net. And there's a film there that's 30 minutes long. It's called Attack on America. I hope that people will go there and watch it. And the tall, dark, and handsome fella with a beard is Jesse Lee Peterson. And Jesus bless you both. Thank you.
Okay, Arthur, thank you so much. Sid, we got a whole bunch of callers here. I got to run into a break right now, but we're going to try to get to them. So you callers, stick on the line. We got about a five-minute segment, and I wish I could have Sid on longer, but I will have him back. Don't worry about that, Sid. You've touched a nerve in America here, I can tell. And, boy, I've learned so much from you in just these 2 hours listening. I want to thank you so much. You've opened my mind up in a number of areas that I can't get into right now, but I will discuss them with you. Sid, in your heart of hearts, in these last few seconds, where do we go from here?
Well, I think dialogue, number one, is first face-to-face dialogue forums. I think the tour of hope that you're planning is incredibly important, where we sit face-to-face and we approach each other face-to-face as human beings. There is only one race. That's the human race, and we need to dispel these myths and come together in unity, come together in spirit, and therefore identify the common enemy that we all have to confront.
You know, and that's well said, and that common enemy is what we try to discuss in this program, and it is many, many, many things at higher levels involving religious organizations, political organizations, Freemasonry, and those are just the tip of the iceberg, satanic worshiping. I believe all of them together, the Vatican, the political agencies, the religious people who have fallen prey to one thing, and that is the worship of Satan, which brings about evil. We'll be back right after this message.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who courage and say it's dangerous to try. Well, they just don't know that love eternal.
Okay, right back to the phones on the Investigative Journal. We have a short time. We're going to South Carolina. Connie Mack, you're on the line. Do you have a question for my guest?
Greg, you know me. I'm Rachel's husband, you know, Hunter.
I know, Connie. Every time I hear that name, I think baseball.
I just want to say something. Sid has really excited me, and I'm just so thrilled to hear it. And I have probably a power forward for him that believes the same way, and we're trying to get him that way. And that's Gene Banks down here at Duke in NBA. And I'm just so thrilled. And you're one smart guy. And God bless you for hanging in there and fighting. We're all in the same boat, and I think this is great what you're doing. And Greg, what you're doing too, and of course, Sid, and I'm just so thrilled to hear this. It just really fired me up. I'm ready to get back out on the court and really start playing again.
You know, God bless you. You know, I don't have much time. I wish you called earlier, but we'll have Sid on again. But give my producer your number. I want to get you in touch with Sid. This movement that we're going to do with the Tour of Hope, and I know Rachel has been on my show many times when she was involved in the political process. Boy, we got to all get together. So, Connie, make sure you get your number. I don't want to just do this by email, okay?
No problem, no problem. And, you know, the beast, we're all fighting the beast, and that's what's nailing it. So I love it. We'll talk later, Greg. Good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot. Sid, you've touched a nerve. That's a gentleman I know you're going to want to talk to, and I will get you his number, Connie Mack. And the history of his family is quite interesting, and you can tell by the name from South Carolina. Any last words, Sid? We have about a minute, and I want to apologize. I'm not going to be able to get – maybe I'll get to Don in Ohio right before we end here, but I'm not sure. But, Don, if not, call me back tomorrow. Go ahead.
Well, number one, I want to thank your listening audience for sacrificing doing other things for the sake of expanding their consciousness and tuning into you. If they're tuning into you, that means they're not doing frivolous things, that they are committing themselves to the further expansion of their consciousness. That's number one. The second thing is, the best thing that people can do for me, I'm very appreciative of the comments and the favorable comments. But the main thing people can do for me today is to pull out your checkbook, pull out your money, pull out your money orders, and send them to Greg. Donate money to Greg so he can further this effort. It takes money in America. Freedom is not free. There's a need for the furtherance of this. And the best way you can support or compliment me is to support Greg in this effort that he's putting forth. It takes great sacrifice, and it takes money. I can just simply say it is that many of you out there listening, you have the capability, you have the wherewithal. Please donate to Greg so he can further this effort, so we can further get this message out.
And, Sid, we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop one bit. And I'll tell you what, this is just the beginning of many, many things that I can feel that we will do together to bring us together as people, not only in all aspects. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I learned a lot. And, Sid, we will have you on again. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg, so much.
Okay, Sid Catlett was our guest. Make sure you get this archive. I'll put it up on my website so you can get it at arcticbeacon.com. And until the same time, same place tomorrow, you have a good afternoon, and I'll be back tomorrow. Good afternoon.
It's true.